USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is pounding the northern Bahamas with wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. Joy Dibberloo of the Ministry of Tourism says the Category 5 storm is devastating.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane. And so the fact that it is anticipated to be 24 hours in the Abacos and as long a time in Grand Bahama. We're hoping that Abaco, certainly we can get out and about.
It's the most powerful Atlantic hurricane on record. President Trump is tracking Dorian.
It's one of the largest we've ever seen. Its effects will be felt hundreds of miles or more from the eye of the storm and long before it potentially makes landfall.
Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My mother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investigators are puzzled after a mass shooting in Odessa, Texas that left 7 dead and 22 injured. Police Chief Michael Gerke says they don't have an explanation why it happened.
There are no definitive answers as to motive or reasons at this point.
There are reports that the gunman was driving erratically before he was pulled over for failing to use a turn signal. One of the people killed was a postal worker whose vehicle was hijacked by the killer. Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros is celebrating.
Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander. Another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career. His third career no-hitter.
The call on AT&T Sportsnet. Verlander struck out 14, allowing only one base runner as the Astros beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 2-0. He's the sixth pitcher in MLB history with more than two no-hitters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Part of a stage collapsed, injuring many people at a Seattle music festival. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
More than two dozen people were injured in front of the Space Needle in Seattle after a stage barricade collapsed during the Bumbershoot Music Festival, according to the Seattle Fire Department. About 25 people were injured after a four-foot-high steel barricade collapsed in front of the stage during a set by the New York-based electronic music group Jai Wolf. Of those injured, a number were taken to Harborview Medical Center in stable to serious condition, according to David Cuerpo, a Seattle Fire Department spokesman. About 3,000 people were in front of the stage, and many were pushing up against the barricade, which caused it to fall. Reporting from Seattle for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Pope asks people for forgiveness after being trapped for a short time. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Pope was 10 minutes late for his weekly address in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning because he was stuck in an elevator. As the Pope began his address, he smiled and said, quote, "I have to beg your pardon." He then explained that an electrical problem in the Vatican held him up for the 25 minutes before firefighters could free him. Francis leaves Wednesday of this week for a tour of Africa on a 7-day trip mostly to Mozambique and Madagascar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to the news anytime on your computer or mobile device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.